Welcome to WFIU's Amplifier. I'm Annie Corrigan. In this show, we take a look at the rock, indie, blues, and pop performance scene in South Central Indiana. Joining me today is Michael Kapanis. Michael's played with a number of bands, everything from classical to punk. He also works at Landlocked Record Store in Bloomington, and he's an announcer here at WFIU. Michael, thanks for coming in.
Thank you.
So we've got three bands today. Let's start off with the one that's has the highest ticket price. This is okay. Keb Mo.
Yes, he's playing at the Buskirk Chumley Theater. And he is really a performer, an entertainer. He pulls from so many different genres of music. First and foremost is definitely blues. I think he would call himself a bluesman first, definitely pulling from the likes of Robert Johnson and the Mississippi sort of Delta blues. But as soon as you start listening to any of his CDs, you can hear elements of jazz and pop and rock definitely coming in there. He's a great guitar player, but you know, you hear different sort of keyboard instruments and all sorts of lines going on in his music.
And we've got one selection here that's a really good example of that. I found this whole nother thing. This is off of his 2006 album Suitcase, and that's his latest album, so I guess he's touring with this.
Mm-hmm.
And it's a dirty, dirty 12-bar blues song. Basically.
Yeah, that's what, you know, is great, especially he's got such a nice sort of gritty but still sort of silky smooth voice. You know, like he can get dirty, but he can still kind of lull it, and but he can jam out, you know, with the band, with his guitar. He's just put out this CD, which includes live tracks as well as some studio tracks. And so you can really get a sense of this eclecticness that he has of playing not just in the studio, but also live, of bringing all these elements together to you know, really sort of craft good songs using pulling from a whole lot of different elements.
I don't care much about cocaine, and you'll never see me jumping out no airplane. Wine and whiskey don't give me no thrill, and I don't care nothing about them nasty little pills. But women, now that's a whole nother thing.
I feel so awkward saying that title. So it goes. All right, so that was Keb Mo, whole nother thing. And I was looking up his stuff a little bit online. He's got this amazing cover of America the Beautiful. Have you heard that?
Yeah, it's really a well done tune. I think it's got a lot of, he really is good at putting a lot of feeling into his songs and a lot of sincerity. I mean, he's done so many different things. He's won Grammys. He's had television appearances. He's written songs for movies. He really is just a diverse musician that can craft songs, you know, for anything.
And again, this is at the Buskirk Chumley Theater on Friday, February 4th at 8 p.m. A little bit of higher ticket price than we're used to in this town, $36. But I think it's probably worth it. The Buskirk is a great venue. He's a great artist.
Yeah, I think he's a world-class musician, so it's probably going to be worth it.
Then another set of world-class musicians who've been around forever, the Wailers, which people probably know from Bob Marley, of course.
Right. I think everyone has heard of Bob Marley and the Wailers. And when Bob Marley passed away in 81, the Wailers really continued that tradition of roots reggae music that has become so popular, you know, since the 70s, and have kept on performing. They've had various vocalists throughout the years, but always, you know, playing the hits that Bob Marley wrote, as well as some of their own tunes.
So actually, that's interesting that you say that. I don't know too much about this band. So the band itself is the Wailers, and then they've been going through lead singers?
They've sort of had a number of different vocalists that have sung with them throughout the years, as well as, you know, some of the members that were there in the beginning, you know, do some singing too. But like the bass player and the drummer and a lot of the horn section have been there since Bob Marley and then on and until today.
That's cool. And the Bluebird is probably the best venue for this band. The stage is pretty high, but it's in the corner. The seating area is sort of, I always think of it sort of like a mosh pit sort of area. So it's a little bit of a dungeon in the Bluebird, but if you're really into some horn music, it's going to blow your mind the sounds that they can get in that place.
Yeah, it's a great place to see a band like the Wailers. You're really going to have the music coming right at you.
And it's cool because it's also really at the hub of the club scene in downtown Bloomington. So, you know, you go see the Wailers and then perhaps you go across the street to play darts at the Vid. And you've got a good night for yourself.
Yeah, definitely.
That was music of the Wailers, Where is Love? And they're playing at the Bluebird Thursday, February 10th. That starts at 9 p.m., $20 at the door, but you might want to get these tickets ahead of time online.
And the Wailers, when they come to the Bluebird, they've actually got a new singer that they've just gotten in the past year, sort of an up-and-comer in Jamaica, who's been around there for a while, playing locally and regionally. His name is Coulant. And he just joined the Wailers maybe not even a year ago and has been singing with them and touring with them. And I think he's just completely blown away to be singing with the Wailers from what, you know, I've heard. But I think he's really kind of fit in well. And the Wailers and Coulant have just kind of merged and continued just as they did, you know, 20 years ago.
And you want to talk about the opening band?
Yeah, and then the opening band is another up-and-comer in roots reggae music. Dwayne Stevenson is doing great things, you know, with the genre, and he's a young guy and has really started to build a great following and has actually done a couple things with the Wailers and done some singing on their last album. And so I think it's definitely going to be a great all-around show with Dwayne Stevenson opening and then carrying on with the Wailers.
Awesome. The last group of artists we're going to talk about, also performing a show on Thursday, February 10th. This is a free show at the Bishop and something completely different.
Yeah, completely different. This is in-your-face music that is just completely going to rock you. I mean, this is sort of metal, hardcore type music. And this is stuff that has been built out of the Midwest. These are all Midwest bands. We've got one, Medusa, who's from Bloomington. Another one, We Are Hex, who's from Indianapolis. And then the last one, Beast in the Field, who is from Michigan. A two-piece drummer and guitar player, and they can really produce a lot of sound for a drummer and guitar player. Punk and hardcore has really thrived in the Midwest. It's really amazing. I think there's so much of a, you know, blue-collar DIY kind of mentality in the Midwest, and that just like completely comes to the front with this kind of music. It's just, it's really, it's emotional but intense, enthusiastic. It's loud, it's just, it's going to be a great show. We Are Hex has a woman, lead singer Jilly, who just everything from just wails and screams to great, you know, vocal melodic lines. And a great band that backs her up as well. Medusa, who's from Bloomington, they actually proved themselves this past summer. They won the Battle of the Bands at the Bluebird, you know, going up against all sorts of bands. And they came out on top, and they are just an intense band. They put on a great live show. It's the kind of music that exhausts you mentally and physically when you go see it. But it's great when something like music can do that to you. That it's you leave the show exhausted, but probably with a smile on your face or something. You're gonna feel something at this show.
And bring earplugs unless you want some ringing in your ears for the next week and a half. Maybe.
That's right.
So what are we gonna hear from one of these bands right now?
We're gonna hear a track from We Are Hex.
Music there of We Are Hex. That's a band from Indianapolis. Michael, it's interesting to hear you talk about the heavy metal scene in the Midwest. I had no idea. I guess, you know, you'd have to seek out this sort of music. You don't just trip on it if you go to a club randomly.
Yeah, I mean, that's one of the downsides of this genre of music is that you're probably not going to hear it on the radio because it doesn't have a big mass appeal, and you just may not always hear about the shows. Sometimes, you know, they're in basements. But it really is, you know, from Louisville, Kentucky had lots of hardcore bands coming out of there. And then Indiana with groups like the Zero Boys, just all around the Midwest, Ohio, definitely Michigan, have always had these sort of thriving underground metal, punk, hardcore scenes. Like I said, you know, a lot of it would be in basements or VFW halls these do-it-yourself musicians would, you know, put together these shows and just, you know, hand out Xeroxed flyers to people around their neighborhood and, you know, around the city.
And they are musicians. A lot of these bands that I've heard, at least, are phenomenal musicians, that they can really, really play their instruments.
Oh, yeah. It's extremely challenging technically to play. It's, you know, all of these bands have, you know, just amazing guitar riffs and hard, you know, fast drum beats. And yeah, it's not easy stuff to play.
Yeah, it's a workout for everyone in the band and in the audience, I'm sure.
Yeah.
So it sounds like you're really excited about this show at the Bishop. Will we see you there as opposed to at the Whaler show at the Bluebird that same night?
I think I'll be at the Bishop that night. I've seen the Whalers before, I've seen all of these bands before, I think I might be hanging out at the Bishop for this one.
All right, so if you want to meet Michael Kapanis, go to the Bishop on Thursday, February 10th. That's when you can see the show featuring the bands Beast in the Field, Medusa, and We Are Hex. All right, and again, you can read a lot about these bands on our website, wfiu.org/arts. And Michael, thank you so much for coming in. This has been a lot of fun. Michael Kapanis, he's played with bands like the Magnolia Electric Company and Acreville River. He's got his thumb on the local music scene through Landlock Record Store, and he's one of my favorite announcers here at WFIU.
Thanks a lot, Annie. It is a pleasure.
I'm Annie Corrigan for Amplifier.